Thank you, Vicki. What kind of a wart she said I was? I want to thank Vicki and all the other people who have organized this celebratory occasion. I would say that so far it has gone at least as smoothly as the Republican National Convention. There was that brief flurry when the vegetarian pasta group faction booed the omnivores. It was smoothed over, so nothing really bad happened about that. Ginny and I earlier this year celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary, and the next day was my 90th birthday. So, along with the 75th ASA anniversary, we reached some significant milestones, I would say. Every day we thank God that we're frequently we're still together, first. But we're frequently vertical. Reasonably mobile. And occasionally lucid. However, as we slowly sink into senility. It's pretty clear that we're losing it, especially our memories. And that's been painfully obvious for the last 2 days. In fact, Jenny wasn't at all sure I should come. But Christine was the deal breaker. My daughter stepped in, said she would fly down with me and get me back to Berkeley safely and remind me to comb my hair. This is Christine who walked me up today. She's an interpreter for the deaf. And this is more art than science, but she works part-time at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory, so with her full security clearance, she knows a lot more about big science than I do, specifically about the National Ignition Facility there, but she can't tell me about it. That's right, 65 years, over 60, I don't know when. While I was a graduate student still, I joined the ASA, and ever since then, I felt deeply indebted to Alton Evers and the other founders of the ASA, who kept the organization together in those difficult World War II years, because you know it started in 1941, just before the war started. And others who came along and guided it through the post-war years, when American evangelicalism was kind of shaking itself loose from American fundamentalism. And those patriarchs, they were all men, but they kept the ASA from going off the rails in a number of different ways it could have. The ASA was less than, was less than 10 years old when I joined, so I knew a lot of those guys. And I was a young squirt then, but they accepted me as the new kid on the block. And the ASA was extremely important to me. I had, by that time I'd been a Christian for 10 years or so, but all my education was in strictly secular institutions. And I really needed exposure to all the different views that were represented in the ASA and in the journal, but particularly at the meetings where you could not only grapple with the author's ideas, but grapple with the author. I just love the opportunity to be able to argue far into the night with people who disagreed with me and then pray with them in the morning at the motions. It was a really life-shaping influence on me. The intellectual stimulation was really important to me, but I always thought of ASA, I have always thought of it, primarily as a fellowship of people who love each other and who care about each other and who speak each other's language so that we can commune very closely. It really delights me to see so many new kids on the block here who are interested or who are committed or on the verge of commitment to keep the ASA as a warm fellowship, even a family. I remember ASA meetings in which there were hardly a handful of young people. And we would say, let's put the old guys to bed and then have some fun. Now I realize I am an old guy, but I'm still up for a little fun. After a nap, of course. Well, I certainly wouldn't want to sound like a politician in an election year, but I do say, God bless you all, and God bless ASA.